Good evening. In the news tonight.
From September 12th through September 14th, actions took place around the world marking the 10th anniversary of the imprisonment of five Cubans jailed throughout the United States. Sally O'Brien reports.
Free the Cuban Five! Extradite Posada! Free the Cuban Five!
The five, Gerardo Hernandez, Rene Gonzalez, Antonio Guerrero, Ramon Labanino, and Fernando Gonzalez, were charged and convicted of conspiracy and espionage for infiltrating extremist exile organizations in Miami that had a history of acts of sabotage against Cuba. And while the U.S. government calls them criminals and spies, no evidence has ever been presented to show espionage activity against the U.S. government. In Cuba, they are seen as anti-terrorist fighters and heroes. The controversial case was denounced by the United Nations Human Rights Committee on Arbitrary Detentions, as well as human rights workers and jurists from all corners of the globe. This weekend, hundreds of activists converged on Washington, D.C. for a Saturday rally at Malcolm X Park, demanding freedom for the five. And on Friday, five people were arrested in a civil disobedience action trying to present 102,000 signatures on petitions that call on President Bush to free the five. Each of the five arrested represented one of the five Cubans. The civil disobedience actions followed a successful press conference in front of the White House. As the arrests were going on, Brian Becker of the ANSA Coalition took the bullhorn to deliver a message to George Bush.
The Bush administration come and meet with the representatives of those who speak for more than 100,000 people who signed petitions demanding that the immediate release of the Cuban Five. That's why we're here today. We're here because the Bush administration fosters terrorism, finances terrorism, organizes terrorism, and then has the gall to pretend that it's an administration that opposes terrorism. If the CIA bombs a Cuban airliner in mid-flight, what is that call? That's terrorism. If the U.S. CIA finances terrorists based in Miami who then plant bombs in hotels designed to kill tourists so that tourists won't come to the hotels in Cuba, what's that called? That's terrorism. And yet those individuals sent by Cuba who carried out no violent act but simply infiltrated the terrorists, they today, on the 10th anniversary of their arrest, are in prison for 15 years, 25 years, life in prison, and in some cases, double life. You know what the Bush administration would like? They would like us to go away. You can see that they don't really want public attention to be brought to the issue of the Cuban Five, because at its very core, it exposes the hypocrisy of the Bush administration. At its very core. Because this administration can't go to the American people or to anyone and say, we are fighting terrorism, when they at the same time organize and finance and support terrorists and then arrest and keep in prison those who expose and infiltrate the terrorists.
Gloria LaRiva, coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five, was one of those arrested on the Friday action. The next day, LaRiva spoke at the D.C. rally.
It's been 10 long years that the five have been in prison. Every day they wake up behind bars. And for almost 2 years of that 10 years, they were in solitary confinement. Sisters and brothers, each day of those 10 years has been a day of great injustice against the five and against Cuba. It's the people of Cuba that the U.S. government really wants to also punish. They want to tell them, if you try to defend your country against our terrorism, you will pay a price. On June 4th, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, three-judge panel in Atlanta, ruled to uphold all the convictions of the Cuban Five, all 26 conviction counts. And the way that we will help weigh in against that
And that was Gloria Luiva. She's the coordinator of the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five. For more information, listeners can log on to www.freethefive.org. And for the WBAI Sunday News, I'm Sally O'Brien.